USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is deciding to unseal part of an affidavit used to raid former President Trump's South Florida home. In a ruling on Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. As far as where we go from here, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the devil is now in the details. The Department of Justice is notorious for really overextending redaction.
The National Organization for Women says the suspension of Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is nowhere near enough. Watson was suspended for 11 games and fined $5 million over allegations made by 26 women related to sexual assault or misconduct allegations during massage appointments. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
According to the Washington Times, the U.S. Marshals Service is drafting a sanctuary policy that would limit the agency's ability to hold illegal immigrants for pickup by ICE. Under the policy, marshals would not be able to hold illegal immigrants for pickup by ICE on the say-so of an immigration warrant or detainer request. Once the Marshals Service is finished processing an illegal immigrant for its custody purposes, the person is to be released, even if ICE has asked for a hold. China is teaming up with a country who's not necessarily an ally of the United States.
China is sending troops to Russia as part of a strategic military exercise for the first time since 2018. The exercises will take place from August 30th to September 5th in the eastern portion of Russia. The Chinese military in previous years sent an estimated 300,000 troops to a portion of Siberia and has headquarters close to the Chinese border.
Lance Pry reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As Democrats continue to take a victory lap regarding a big reconciliation spending bill that President Biden signed into law earlier this week, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz believes the bill will not do anything to reduce inflation.
You can't eat your way skinny, you can't drink yourself sober, and you can't spend your way out of inflation.
The bill raises taxes on large corporations, spends billions on climate change initiatives, and provides for tens of thousands of additional IRS staff for increased tax scrutiny. A new study is out discussing just how big sharks were 5 million years ago.
If you think Jaws was big, imagine what sharks looked like millions of years ago. The puny great white from the Jaws movie would have been dwarfed by the megalodon, which could open its jaws to nearly 6 feet. Scientists say it could have scarfed up an animal the size of a killer whale in just 5 bites. Researchers used fossil evidence, including teeth the size of a human fist, to create a model of the beast. The study in the journal Science Advances finds that ancient sharks are some 50 feet from nose to tail. That's bigger than a school bus. Yeah, you're going to need a bigger boat. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Week 2 of the NFL preseason kicks off tonight with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Chicago Bears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.